AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is in Portsmouth, England for Britain's main D-Day ceremony. Portsmouth was a key launching pad for Allied forces that landed on the beaches of France during World War II, beginning on June 6, 1944.
At the American Military Cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach, 94-year-old Leslie Dobinson flashed back to 19, when his landing craft's arrival on the beach was delayed.
The beach was full of...
We had owned LFTs going in. So we waited at the beach.
Dead GIs were wounded.
The pain is still visible.
There's no room on the beach for us to land.
At a commemoration 2 days before the anniversary, 96-year-old Richard Thomas Pelzer said 75 years later, he's happy.
I sacrificed my youth so the youth of the day can enjoy the youth.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
You don't see this often. Republican senators are letting the president know they don't much like his idea of a 5% tax on imports from Mexico. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
The president's trying to pressure Mexico to do more to stop immigrants from crossing the border illegally. The tax is set to take effect on Monday, though negotiators from Mexico are in Washington to try to work something out. A Louisiana Hospital Foundation's former fundraising chief is accused of stealing more than $500,000 in donations, sending some of it to family and friends and using some for New Orleans Saints football games. John Paul Funes is charged with wire fraud and money laundering. A battery-powered glider crashed into the roof of a Connecticut home, injuring the pilot and scaring a mom and her two kids who were watching TV. The pilot reportedly ran out of battery power. Neighbors reportedly found him walking around looking for his glasses. This is AP Radio News. They're having a tough time making the new James Bond movie.
For the second time in less than a month, there has been a mishap while making the 25th installment of the Bond movie franchise. The film's Twitter page says this time it was an explosion on set. A crew member was slightly injured and part of a stage damage at a studio near London. Last month, shooting was delayed after Bond star Daniel Craig hurt his foot while performing a stunt in Jamaica. He had to have minor ankle surgery that required 2 weeks of rehab. At the time, the studio said the movie release of next April would not be affected. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The city of Baltimore and federal authorities are investigating whether documents posted online now are connected to a ransomware attack that hobbled Baltimore's computer network. A Twitter account allegedly run by the hackers posted city material and faxes, including a detailed assessment of one woman's medical history. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.